October is Dwarfism Awareness Month, which is dedicated to shedding the stigma that surrounds dwarfism. Dwarfism is a medical condition that the general public still lack an understanding of. Often dwarfs are made fun of and portrayed as mythical characters in film. From being gawked at, stereotyped, and being secretly photographed by strangers, these are only some of the issues that people with dwarfism face on a daily basis. The Short Stature People of Australia, or the SSPA, is the national support organisation for people with conditions of dwarfism. Joining us today is Sammy Lilly, the Vice President of the SSPA, to discuss some of the challenges that people with dwarfism face. Good morning, Sammy. Now, to start off, what are some of the issues that the general public are unaware of when it comes to dwarfism?
I guess there's lots of things that, you know, that we face that people aren't really aware of purely because they haven't had to be in those situations. So things such as, you know, when you cross the road, you've got to make sure people can actually see you. And, you know, when you buy a coffee or something, you know, here you are handling a hot drink above your head. So there's quite a few things that people aren't aware of.
Sure. And with today's social media age, I've seen for myself the nasty nature of internet trolls. Is this a regular occurrence for people with dwarfism?
Oh, it's dreadful. It's really dreadful. You know, you have your life on display, and people make fun of you for just actually doing really boring things, so walking down the street or getting something to eat and, you know, whatnot. I mean, there's no way in the world I would take a photo of someone who had one leg, for instance, and they were, you know, walking down the street or buying a meal or getting a coffee or whatnot. So I don't see why, therefore, it's appropriate for people to take photos of you. And I think a lot of this is stemmed from social media. There's a bit of bravado when it comes to it as well, with show their mates that they saw a dwarf or a short stature person or whatever down the street. I mean, really, that's not very exciting. So
that sounds horrible. So how do you deal with all that negativity and the discrimination?
I guess you learn to kind of tune out. Well, you have to, otherwise you're gonna be pretty miserable. So you learn to tune out and whatnot.
Sure. And lastly, can you tell us a bit about the SSPA and your involvement?
So it's basically a non-for-profit support group, I guess, for individuals and families of people and, you know, people with conditions of dwarfism. So it's nationwide, and basically you pay a small fee to be a member, and each year there's a convention, there's sporting weekends, but there's also access to medical professionals and, you know, it's one of the oldest running support groups in the country, which is pretty cool, I thought. Yes.
Thank you for joining us today, Sammy.
Not a problem.
That was Sammy Lilly, the Vice President of the SSPA, chatting to us about dwarfism in Australia. We are now joined by Beck Kim. Beck is a Sydney University student who played as a striker for the Australian women's team at the World Dwarf Games. The World Dwarf Games, held every 4 years like the Olympics, is a major sporting event for athletes with dwarfism. With no set age limit, athletes from across the world participate in team and individual sports with others of similar stature. This year, Australia sent a 29-member team to play at the 2017 World Dwarf Games, held in Canada, including its first women's football team. From being someone who didn't come from a sporting background and had never previously played competitive sport, Kim describes the moment when she kicked the winning goal to qualify Australia for the women's finals.
I was in the women's soccer team. It was our first women's soccer team from Australia, and we got the silver. So we're pretty stoked about that. It was a pretty good achievement. I'm going to boast a little and say that I scored a goal. It was fun. It was a really great experience because I've never really been competitive at sport because I've never really found the need to ever because everyone was bigger anyway. So I never tried. But just being on a level playing field with all these other short people, it was really fun. Like I finally felt like if I run hard enough, I can finally outrun someone. Wow! And I've always liked soccer. I've never played it in a team, but I've always liked it. So being able to do that for the first time was amazing.
Sure. And the World Dwarf Games sounds incredible. Now, what were some of the highlights for you?
It was crazy. I've never seen that many short people in my life. And like the tall people were the minority. There were only like a few other tall people. And it was so weird. I was like, I can see over the heads of people and I can see across the room. And but it was just so fun because I've never met these people in my life, but we could connect because we're short. And we can connect on a lot of social, emotional issues or good things in our lives as well of being short. And it's always fun meeting people from other countries. Like in the first few days, we all kind of huddled as Team Australia because we were kind of scared to branch out. But by the time we got used to everyone else, we all started spreading out and meeting all these people. And I really liked making friends with other short people, and I just felt so normal. I mean, I always do feel that with other taller, average height people, of course, but it was weird. It felt pretty cool. Yeah, I was like, I can get used to this.
Sure, and I know that the next games are in 2020. So do you have any advice for any other short-statured Australians who are still on the bench about getting involved?
I was once like you, them, to other short people who aren't participating. I didn't grow up with other short people around me and I avoided them for all my life. And then once I did kind of make friends with them, do you look again and everything. But there, I mean, of course we did the best that we could and it was very competitive. But it was just like, have a go. It's the most safe place that you can ever try at sport without being judged, without feeling that you suck, without feeling compared negatively because you're so different. I didn't know that I wanted this, that I would enjoy it this much, because I really was so against going. They had to invite me a few times because I kept declining. I said, no, it's not my cup of tea. No, I'm good. You guys can have fun. It's really not. I'm really cool. But I would have so regretted it. Now that I've gone and come back, I would have so regretted it if I didn't go. So if there are other short people out there who are kind of on the fence about it or who are just like, no, I don't want to go, just come. Have a go. Like, it's okay if you suck and you fail and your shot put only goes like 10 centimetres. Like, the fact that you were there, the fact that everybody, you know, that just feeling of togetherness, it's crazy. It's awesome. You will never, ever feel that, ever.
That was Bec Kim, who has recently returned from the World Dwarf Games. For more information about the World Dwarf Games or the SSPA, all information can be found on the SSPA website.